Hey, MW, it's Melissa.
And it's Stephanie Karkash. We are back with another episode of Millennial Women Talk with Mel and Steph.
Stephanie.
Karkash.
No, Stephanie. People are going to think our last name is really Karkash.
Let them think it.
It's not. It's Karkache. Karkache, however you want to say it.
Karkash. Anyways, what's up? We are recording this.
No. Guys,
much later
happy
than
Monday.
Usual.
It's 3:40 in the afternoon.
Okay. It's 3:40 in the afternoon. I tried to make it here at 8. I left my house on time, but, you know, Miami rain, and then it caused major traffic, and then I got here, and then you had a sty in your eye. So, I mean, lots have happened.
Oh, my God.
Lots has happened. Oh, I don't know, guys. Now they're catching me in like the end of the Monday when I'm just like, I don't know.
Then you just took adrenal support from Symbiotica and for whatever reason it messed up your brain?
No, it didn't mess up my brain. It actually made me feel like I have like a sore throat. Does that happen to you?
No.
So like the Symbiotica vitamins, if you guys haven't heard of Symbiotica, which I'm sure you have if you follow Melissa Karkache. Melissa Karkash. Sorry, excuse me. Like, she posts about it all the time. But anyways, what is it called? Like, liposomum?
What?
No.
Liposomal?
Yes.
Your liposomal.
I'm sorry. That word. So it's like vitamins.
Liposomal form.
Yes. You see, I told you. Their number one spokesperson.
Number one. No. I'm on their VIP. Like, yeah, I am the highest.
You keep them in business, honey. Like,
100%.
Literally.
Do you remember that email I got from them?
You're paying them bills.
Do you remember that email I got that was like, you are like a loyal customer? I forgot what they said and you were like, of course you would. But I am like, you have to spend, I'm like the Rouge. You know how Sephora has like the Rouge? I'm the Rouge of Symbiotica.
Yeah, you are. But anyways, obsessed. I told you to get me the adrenal support. But it's kind of like you have to put like 12 pumps in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, there's something in there that kind of made my throat feel like a little bit sorey. So I'm kind of dealing with it. So if you hear me, it's just the residue from the adrenal support 12 pumps that I put in my mouth like right before this.
Well, first of all, adrenal support with their magnesium L-threonate for all the gals that suffer from anxiety like me, that is the combo you want to be taking for you not to have any anxiety. Also, use code MWTALK.
Yes, use code MWTALK.
You get 15% off plus... In the bundle, you get 30% plus our code 15% and whatever else have going on. I mean, you save a lot.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm their number one customer, but I also save a lot with
yeah,
the codes.
Yeah, you save a lot, but for sure you spend a lot as well.
100%.
But you know what? It's your health.
It's my health.
Do it all the way, baby.
Anyway, so I woke
up
this...
Go home or go hard. No, wait. Go hard or go home.
Oh, God.
Team no sleep.
Oh, God. No,
except no team sleep.
Team sleep.
With my vitamins. I'm sure you're having really nice sleep, too. I'm sure you have their sleep.
I do.
Sleep through the night.
I do. Yeah, and their magnesium spray for sleeping.
Yeah.
No, I have every product.
You have all the things.
With the exception of the new pair of X.
Shout out to Sherry.
Oh, my God. Listen to his episode. It's very good. We're bringing him back on the show, by the way.
Yeah, we do. We need to talk with him again.
But if you guys want to learn more just about overall health and like, he's amazing. Sherry's on season 4 of the podcast.
What season are we on now?
We're in 5.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you? You don't even know where we are.
I can't believe this.
Yeah. We're in season 5.
Crazy. How has it been, like, just talking with me for the last 5 seasons?
It's been fun. I feel like I've talked with you more this season because every other season before that was interview-based.
Right.
So this is really nice.
Yeah. I would say that this is really nice. And I'm opening it up to, you know, the public, you know, for your comments if you've enjoyed listening to me and Mel's chitter chatters with my Stephan Tats, Stephan Tater Tots, Stephan Tats conversations. I think that's what it should be. Our new podcast name should be Steph and her Tater Tots.
That's today's episode title. Steph and her Tater Tots. Okay, but can you tell people why it's inspired by that?
I do. I have to talk about this because the other day when I was talking to you on the phone, Chris was in the kitchen. He goes, tell Tats I say hi. And I could not stop laughing because for whatever reason, like I guess Latin culture, you kind of call your sibling Tata. Mm-hmm. And I've also seen, like, girls call their brothers Tata. Like, I don't think it's, like, that. Yeah, I've seen, like, some girls call their brothers Tata. In this case, I call my older sister Tata.
Yes.
But, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not so, like, Tata, like, Latina anymore.
Anymore.
No. Wait, I'm saying this all wrong. About? Guys, you this is Latina. Monday afternoon. I'm sounding like a wreck.
She's like, I'm not a Latina anymore.
Not what I'm saying anymore. I'm just saying, like, I don't really... I speak Spanish.
You've never been the most fluent Spanish speaker in the family.
Right, I'm not the most fluent. I mean, they put me in, like, English, like, Spanish for English speakers in school.
Yeah.
I do speak Spanish, but I would say, like, I don't really... I never really said it, like, Tata, like, how you're supposed to say it.
Yeah, you were like, Tata.
Now I say, like, then... So, the evolution was Tata.
Uh-huh.
Then it was Tata. Yeah. Then it was Tats. Sometimes I call her Tater Tots.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, I just kind of call you whatever it is in the moment. But the evolution was Tata from my Latina roots.
I know. And I used to get so mad when you used to call me Melissa. I was like, that's not my name.
Then when we were younger and then, like, I started getting into, like, you know, like, my preteens, mm-hmm. I would be like, hey, Melissa, can I borrow your shirt? And she would be like, I'm not Melissa, I am Tata.
Yeah. That's not my name.
And I'm like, all right, Tats, whatever you say. And that's kind of how that started. But so now every time I pick up the phone, like, that's something I always call you. But it's just hilarious that the other day Chris was like, well, tell Tats I say hi. And I was
I think he just, he probably overheard you say that. You're like, Tatters.
Tatters. That's right. I call you Tatters too. Me and my tatters.
Me and my tatters. Tater tots.
Your tater tots.
So anyway, we have a special guest on today. It's called the iSty.
Oh my God. I was like, wait, what?
Your face. I wish this was on video. Stephanie's like, we have a special guest. I'm not prepared. Where are the questions? Yeah, I have a sty. I woke up this morning.
How does one get a sty?
I don't know. Supposedly it's stress, but I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I don't mean this to shove it in anybody's face, but I'm not stressed out.
I mean, you're on Symbiotica. There's no way 100%. You're stressed.
Exactly. I take adrenal support and magnesium L-threonate. I'm fine. My stress is controlled.
So wait, what? Then okay, what else?
I swear to God, I don't know.
We need to Google this. Like, we need to figure out how the hell does one just, like, go to sleep with normal eyes and then wake up with a freaking sty?
I know, and it's not that it's painful. It's just, at least mine. I mean, you know me. I get in a panic mode and I start buying all the things. Like, yeah. I bought the
No, I walked in and you were wearing an eye patch.
Yeah. Because it has the, it's not necessarily an eye patch.
I was like, what happened to you?
No, I know. I'm always so dramatic. Everybody's like, what happened to you?
No, you're extreme, I would 100%. Say. 100%. Like, I mean, when something happens, you go all the way down to the extremity of anything.
I did.
So, like, I'm getting rid of a sty, it's like all the way to the extreme.
Well, of course, because hot, like, compress.
Freaking looking like with an eye patch over here.
Well, the thing is that the number one thing, so shout out to anybody who's suffering from this right now or will in the future and you come across this episode. The number one way, and truthfully, only way to remove a sty, however, I'm not a doctor, is how to hot compress.
Okay.
This is the second time in my life.
Did ChatGPT tell you that?
No, ChatGPT did not tell me. This is from experience. This is my second sty.
That's your second sty?
Yes, in my whole life.
But wait, is it contagious? Don't touch me with your sty touching fingers.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't know.
We've been close together today. I do. If I wake up with a sty tomorrow, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm sorry. Hot compress. That's all I'm going to say. That's the only thing that removes the sty. That you could put the drops, but the drops don't heal it. It's, you got to put something hot on your eye.
All right.
Okay. And then, of course, okay, I'm wearing my glasses today, but it's not the glasses. And by the way, I will show you. I screenshot how many people voted so I can show you. Okay. I put that pull up again. So the first eyeglasses did not. I'm just going to say the brand. Should I say the brand?
Yeah.
Okay. Warby Parker.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know what? I don't think that it's the brand's fault.
It's the brand's fault.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you why.
I went to America's Best, okay, and I got two pairs of glasses, and they made me feel the same way that you're about to explain of the fish bowl feeling because...
But hold on. The ones you have on now?
When I first tried them on, for the first couple of days because I went up... In my prescription?
Yes.
Yeah. So I changed it. So I was like a little bit dizzy. Now my round ones though, I still get dizzy because I could see it on the corner because they're not shaved.
Okay. So check this out. I went to Warby Parker first. Okay. Everybody voted on these fabulous glasses. I love them too. I got them and I was just like, this is really bad. Like I was, as you guys know, I said in the last episode, super dizzy. Went back to the store. Explained to them. The lady says, well, I know why. It's because these are square and she showed me their glass lens and it's like the edges are naturally like a bowl. Like it's like the center and then the edges are like bowl-like. Mm. And I was like, that's weird. She goes, yeah, but you're not going to get that effect if you have round glasses.
Hmm.
And I said, okay. I wasn't so excited about my new glasses because like that's not my style. Oh my God. Thank God I didn't pick the gold ones because the gold.
No, thank God. I told you. I was like, they're cute, but without makeup, you're going to look tragic.
So anyway, I put another poll up. Everybody picked the ones that I liked and that Steph liked. I got them. They came in Saturday morning. I was like, so excited. I tried them on. Same exact thing. I go, this is a piece of crap.
But can you see the lens? Because sometimes it's because no. The lens is not shaved enough.
So like the ones I have on now are, it's like a smidge out. And I'm fine. I go like this and I don't have that effect.
But maybe when you first tried them on, you were kind of dizzy.
I was, but I remember the difference. You get a little dizzy in the beginning because they're new and you're like, oh, okay, right. You gotta get used to it. My problem is this. It gives the edges this bizarre fishbowl effect. And she showed me the lens at Warby Parker. So I'm not surprised.
So wait, what happened when you tried it on? You're like, this is the same crap.
Same exact sensation, same thing. I looked
so
to my right.
So what did she say?
No, I returned them. The good thing about Warby Parker is that they do give you 30 days from the day you receive the glasses and you can get your money back or you can swap them. So that's fine.
Okay, so did you swap them or you just said
no,
goodbye?
No, I said
to
goodbye.
Warby.
Goodbye because we're leaving in 3 weeks. No, not at this point. I think it's like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And now I have to rush. So what I'm going to do, which is not what I originally wanted to do, I'm going to go to my eye doctor and I'm just going to select from whatever they have at the eye doctor place and have them do it for me because I've never had a problem before. When I got it from an eye doctor, like a real doctor, I've never had an issue. Yes, you do get dizzy in the beginning, but it's not that sensation of what I felt with the other two Warby Parkers.
Okay, well.
So anyway, today, not only do I have a sty, but I'm also wearing my old glasses. Okay.
I think that's Warby Parker's revenge on you for talking crap about their brand.
But it's not crap. It's the truth.
Because you called me on Saturday. Or when was it? Saturday or Sunday?
It was
like,
Saturday.
Oh my God, Warby Parker.
I know. So and I really sad. Wanted to work with them on the show, but sorry.
Unless they want to fix their fishbowl lenses.
100%. Fix your fishbowl lenses and you can be a sponsor on Millennium Talk.
And then give us a call.
And then give us a call. But yeah, no. So I'm going to have to now pray to the high heavens that my glasses will arrive before the trip because otherwise I'm stuck with these. And
I think those look fine for now.
No, I love these. Yeah. But the problem is that I can't see. It's not my prescription anymore. And I don't want to give these up because then I won't be able to see for, you know.
Right.
Like, look at what happened with this random style I wasn't expecting. Like, how else was I supposed to drive?
Yeah, glasses are really important.
For
sure.
I need my glasses. So anyway, that's it. That's my drama with the special guest, Mr. Stye or Mrs. Stye, who's arrived today.
Well, nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh. And then my glasses. But anyway, we did have a great weekend.
We did have a pretty good weekend.
We had another family reunion style get together and it was a blast.
We had a family reunion Getty on Saturday.
I think Miami people would know what Getty means.
I know. It's a get together.
It's a together. It's a Tourette's.
It's a get together. I do not have Tourette's. Friday night, I went to the movie theaters. That was so fun. And we watched Super Mario Bros. And I'm laughing because. So we went to iPick and I was really excited about it because it's like the one that you sit there and they feed you. And I was like super, super excited. And oh my gosh, the one I went to was fancy. It was super schmancy. And so I was loving it because we haven't
only
had
the
really
best for Palm Beach County people.
Only the best for Palm Beach County. But we hadn't really been to the movies, honestly. That was our second time ever as a couple in the movie theater. So, like, wow. We had a really good time. And it felt like, you know, when movie theaters make you feel like you're, like, little kids again. Anyways, we ordered popcorn. They fed us. We were, like, so excited.
What'd you order?
Oh, I got these, like, chicken skewers with the Brussels sprouts. And it was actually delicious. They have
sounds
a whole
amazing.
Healthy little menu in the section. Yeah.
What did
Chris get? Burger.
Of course.
You know him. He got a burger with fries. And
a beer.
Nope. Old fashioned. You know, he loves himself a good old fashioned.
He sure does.
But my favorite thing was, like, we're watching Super Mario Bros. And, like, Chris is really into it. But he's also, like, very nostalgic. So, mm-hmm. like, every time something, he's like, oh, wow. Like, he's, like, totally going back to, like, 1985. Like, he was, like, really reliving his childhood. But then all of a sudden in the movie, it starts to sing this song. And it goes, peaches, 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 peaches. And I'm hearing Christopher say, peaches, peaches. And I'm like, you know this song? He's like, babe, this song is 30 years old. Like, he's just, like, in, the, like, nostalgia.
Wait,
and I was
the
like,
peaches song is not for the movie?
I don't. He says it's an old song, but I had never heard of it. So, like, the whole, it was like, peaches, 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 something like that. And I was like, wait a minute.
We need to find
I was like, wait, is this on, like, the, I was, like, trying to go back to, like, my Game Boy days. I was like, was this song ever there? Like, I was, like,
I don't
really
remember.
Shocked.
Growing up, I mean, and I loved all the Mario. I mean, we had the original Nintendo 64. Like, we've had all those games. I don't remember that. You got to find the song.
I'm finding it. But I was, like, really shocked. But the funny part was that he was, like, singing it. Wait, I think,
like,
it's
Chris
this.
Was singing it with,
yeah, and it was
with the movie, where the actor or whatever.
Yeah, because who knew that Bowser was in love with Princess
Bowser
Peach?
Is that really scary, like, turtle guy that, yep, you have to kill, right?
Right.
Or jump on or whatever Mario does.
Right. That.
Who knew he was in love with Peaches? Is that him?
Oh my God.
What?
Here
is
we
this
go.
Real?
Here we go.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So anyways, we're in the movie theaters,
oh,
and he's
God,
totally
I've
singing along
heard that
with
song.
Bowser.
Wait, but is he groaning like that too? Like,
yeah, no, it's really funny.
I gotta see Christopher recreate this song.
Yeah, no, it was really funny. But we had a great time. So that was our Friday night.
Okay.
And then Saturday was...
Saturday we went to the IA's house.
Yeah.
Whose real name is?
Maria Elena.
Yes.
Maria Elena. Which is my godmother.
She is your godmother.
Yes.
And her husband, Homero, is your godfather.
Yep.
We just call him the Homero. But we call her the IAE.
Yes.
Why? I don't know. Why? Who came up with that?
I don't know.
We all have, like, these weird names. Nini, the IAE, Didi.
But at least we know Maria Elena's name.
At least we know Elena's name.
And we don't have to text anybody today.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was fun. I mean, so the night before, so Friday, we went to the theaters. But then that night at 3 a.m, the fire alarm of our apartment building went off.
That's right.
For, like, a long time. And, like, there was, like, fire rescue and everything.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Like, a lot of our neighbors went down. We were just sitting on our balcony. I mean, everybody was kind of laughing. So we were like,
yeah,
okay, no, everything's fine. But it was just so annoying. So we were super, super tired. And remember, last week we also had the EAS system go off for all the Floridians at
oh
4 in the
God.
Morning.
Well, I got mine at 6.
Okay, well, majority of us got it at 4 a.m. and, like,
yeah,
it kind of ruined everybody's sleep. And then for us, the same thing happened on Saturday. So we were, like, wrecks. We were super, super tired, but we still showed up.
You still showed up, and it was so much fun. We were with our cousins. Oh, my God, we have to tell a story about Lauren. So shout out to Lauren, who's our cousin Jonathan's wife.
Yes.
We hadn't seen them in so long. So I was, like, so happy to see them and the kids.
I know.
They have the cutest kids. James and Selena are literally the cutest little kids ever.
I know. They're really cute. They're adorbs.
So we were talking to Lauren about, what was it she said? They're doing a what? A brick and what?
Well, she couldn't really tell us anything.
I know.
She's sworn to secrecy. But she was talking about this, something in the works for
yeah.
them. And I think it's all the sisters, which we love.
Yeah.
We love a sister thing. And she was saying that they are looking into something with a brick and mortar. So I was like, a brick and mortar? And she's like, yeah.
No,
that.
Brick and mortar.
Brick
and mortar.
And mortar.
Brick and mortar store.
Brick and mortar. Is it brick and, it's brick and mortar.
No, not motor. Like a car?
No.
No.
I think it is.
It's a brick and mortar.
Oh my god, listen to us. We don't even know what it is.
Star. Is that a star?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, let's find how you pronounce this the right way.
Brick and mortar. No. Brick and... It's not brick and mortar.
No, it's not mortar. Like what she said. A brick and mortar. Brick and mortar.
Yeah, brick and mortar.
Yeah. M-O-R-T-A-R.
Yes, it's not brick and mortar.
Right.
It's brick and mortar.
No. You just said the same thing. No. It's a brick and mortar store.
It's a brick anyway, and mortar.
But she said it was a mortar. What did she say? A mortar?
A mortar.
Because it's a tool. So she's a pharmacist. And I guess it's a tool that they use at the pharmacy. Yeah. But she said it's so serious. And we were like, a brick and mortar?
Like, but anyways, I can't wait to find out the deets with those gals.
I know. So exciting. We love them. Shout out to Lauren, Elizabeth, and Christy.
And Christy.
Oh, the sisters.
The Rosemary sisters.
The Rosemary sisters. I love them.
But that was like so funny. I mean, the whole thing was really nice because...
Well, there was a special announcement.
There was a special announcement. So Lauren's sister-in-law.
Yes.
Yeah. Jenny.
Yes.
And our cousin Giovanni announced that they're pregnant.
I know. So
and they're
exciting.
Having a baby.
A little girl.
Yeah, they're having a little girl.
Right now, they're thinking of the name Charlotte, which honestly, I told Jenny, I was like, that's her name.
I love that name.
I love, she's just a Charlotte. I just feel like, and like we kept saying it, we're like, oh, Selena and Charlotte. Because Selena's Lauren's daughter.
That's really cute.
It would be so cute.
I love that.
So we're so excited. The family is growing. More babies.
I know. And come to think of it, like so many of us in the family, like, are either trying to get pregnant or like about to start trying. So like I feel like there's gonna be a lot of babies. There's gonna be a lot of babies.
Well, I know. I was talking to Jenny because I was like, oh, by the time it's our weddings, like your baby will be here.
Yeah.
Because she's scheduled for October. So like by the time of our weddings, she'll be here. Little Charlotte.
So cute. So what else happened at this family reunion?
Because it was oh my gosh.
It was a wild one.
This is the thing. Okay, Jose Jimenez, once again, for the win. Jose Jimenez decided to think it would be a great idea to play something called beer pong that he probably hasn't played since he was, like, in high school.
Okay? But prior to the beer pong, he was already
He was already
and
drinking. Somebody brought a Macallan. Of course, he's not going to say no to Macallan. I don't know who brought it. So he started with the Macallan. No, let me take it back. He started with a glass of wine at the house. We were watching the baseball game before.
Oh, so he was pre-gaming.
He was pre-gaming. Watching who was playing that day, the Giants, and I think it was the Mets or something like that. Pre-gaming with a little wine. Then we get there, and he has Macallan. And then he goes for the beer pong. And although he was winning with Giovanni, so he was partnered with Giovanni, and then Giovanni's brother Jonathan, our cousin, was partnered with his brother-in-law, Frankie. So they were losing, like, pretty much the entire time. And then they came into the house, they watched the fight, and then after the fight, they went back at it again.
Oh, wow.
So Jonathan, our cousin, had this brilliant idea to say, whoever loses this match or whatever, I don't know how beer pong works, I've never played, has to jump in the pool. And Jose and Giovanni started to lose. And it was 2:00 in the morning. And Jose starts to take off his shoes. And I'm like, what the heck are you doing? My uncle, granted, like, Diomedo was right there, like, outside. And I was like, Jose, do not get in the pool. Like, my uncle's right there. This is so embarrassing. It's 2:00 in the morning. On top of that, they were playing 50 Cent. Like, all this music.
Oh, my God.
By the way.
Oh, my God.
That even Diomedo was like, my neighbors must think what happened to Omero. Because they never play, like, music like this at this late. No, no, no. Jay-Z, 50 Cent. I mean, they were really vibing.
No, they went back to high school.
And they had cigars. Like, they were, oh, yeah, that's right. He had a cigar, too. So he was, you know, he wasn't feeling his best. Anyway, he jumps in the pool.
No, but my favorite part of this story, when you sent me the video, was that Jose Jimenez luckily took off his shoes, but he did not take off his socks.
Jose Jimenez was fully clothed.
He went inside the pool
without his sneakers.
Fully clothed. Except for the sneakers. Like, why couldn't he just at least take off his socks?
No, why couldn't he just go, I guess I want an underwear. All the guys went in underwear. And Jonathan was wearing literally tidy whities. Like, Jonathan's boxers were so small. I was like, what are you doing?
Like,
he was literally like a tidy whities. But boys are so funny because they, like, get naked. Not naked, but they take off their clothes and they start running so nobody looks at them.
Oh, my God.
They're just like, ah! And they just jump in the water. Oh, my God. That was so hilarious.
Okay, so give us the update on Jose Jimenez.
So Jose Jimenez today because of his little shenanigans at the pool, has 100-degree fever today.
Oh my god.
Okay. Woke up with a stuffy nose, has a fever. He got sick.
You from guys are a wreck over there. One with a sty, the other one with a fever.
I'm telling you. I stepped out for my lunch hour, but it was really to make him soup and ginger tea and check on him and take his temperature. And Jose secretly loves to be sick because he gets all the attention, more attention. He loves it. He lives for it. He's like, I want to be sick forever. I was like, no, I don't want you to be sick forever. This is horrible. He already called his mom. You know, no now way. It's like, and I already told him, I was like, tell your mom to come over. This one time when he had a cold, he had like a bad cold, I would say around December, November last year, or maybe October. Anyway, last year. And his mom and dad were coming over, and he was in the living room, and he goes back in bed, and he goes, tell my mom to come in here. I want her to see me like this. Tell her to come to the room.
So he really likes to be, like, babied.
And I love to baby him. Like, yeah. That is my, I'm a nurturer, like, through and through.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, meant to be motherly since I was a kid.
Yeah,
it's
I
not...
was, like, bigger than you as a kid, but you'd still, like, want me to play, like, baby.
I loved it.
And I was always your baby.
I loved it. And when people are sick, I love it even more because I'm, like, I cater. Like, I love it.
I love think it. You just like to be needed as well.
Which that I get from mom.
Right.
Yeah, because mom loves to be needed as well. Although sure. Mom's not mushy like me. Like, I'm mushy.
Yeah, you can be mushy.
I can be mushy. I love, you know, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm very...
Well, that's good.
Nurturing,
so
motherly.
Are you excited to be nurturer when you get back home?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exciting. 100%. What are your plans for him? Like, how are you going to make him feel better?
I already made the soup.
Keep it PG.
Well, yeah, no. Well, he's sick, so nothing's going to happen. But, although that wouldn't stop him. Sure. I will tell you, this thing called the Ninja Speedy. I have a love-hate relationship with the Ninja Speedy. Have you ever tried this thing?
No.
Okay.
But I thought Holsey said that you said it sucked.
Because I'm telling you, I have a love-hate relationship with this thing.
Okay.
It really depends on the recipe. So I do soups in there. I've done chicken and rice. But sometimes, like, when I do chicken and rice and things like that, I don't know. It just doesn't. Whatever. Long story short, the whole idea of what the Ninja Speedy is that you can have a meal in 20 minutes. Like, you can have a carb and a protein and a veggie in one device in 20 minutes. That's, like, the whole concept of it.
Wow.
You can, but it depends on what it is, and it depends on how well you, like, how much water you put in the rice or the pasta. Like, you have to be very precise with measurements. It's not something you can eyeball because you will mess up your food. Like, one time I made, like, an Asian chicken with rice, whatever. The chicken was black. It was so burnt.
Oh my god!
It was hard as a rock, and it looked like a piece of coal. Like no. it was awful. Like when I opened, and I was like, I hate this thing. I hate it. And I was just like, and I told Jose, I said, aren't you glad that you didn't make me throw away la rosera, which is a rice cooker? Because originally that's what he wanted me to do. Throw away everything you don't need. Just keep this device. It's an all-in-one. It does it all. And aren't you glad? If not, you would have had rice.
Oh my god.
No. It was awful. But anyway, I made
your
the soup.
Cold chicken.
No, I'm not. It was awful. But I did make the soup in there today, and I've done it before, and it's fantastic because it's super easy. It's kind of like a slow cooker type of idea, but it'll keep the veggies, like, intact, but they're still tender.
Okay.
And it was done in 20 minutes. So I was able to throw all the ingredients in, and he was able to have soup. Even me, I had soup, too, for lunch.
Nice.
And what else? So I'll serve him that. The soup, I bought him cookies because, you know. He's
no
him
little
and his,
Debbie's.
No little Debbie's. He had chocolate chip cookies from Sprouts. What else did I get him? Well, Tylenol, obviously. And then, of course, I got all my kit for my sty because I have to take care. No one takes care of me. I have to take care of myself.
Say, and what is the protocol, you know, for taking care of Melissa with a sty?
Hot compress.
Oh my gosh.
Wash my face really good and hot compress.
You'll be fine. I mean,
no,
it's
I'm gonna
really
be fine.
Not that noticeable.
I mean, because I have my glasses
I'm
on.
I'm looking at you right now. Like, I don't see it.
It's there, and I feel it. It feels like a heavy lid. It feels like my lid is just like, ugh, like
how
droopy.
Uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable.
Oh, gosh.
I know. So, we have a sick baby, a.k.a. Jose Jimenez, and a sick mom with a sty.
All the people are sick over there in the cottage.
And the cottage. Our little cottage. But yeah, but we had so much fun with, you know, thanks to Jonathan so much for your great idea to tell my fiance to jump in the pool.
And now he's sick.
And now he has 100-degree fever. Thanks, Jono.
That is so funny. No, it was overall, it was pretty good. And I feel like, you know, it's always really nice about, like, to have family reunions and just keep up with the family. And I don't think that everybody could say that.
No, hold on. I have a funny story. Adriana, were you there?
No.
So Adriana is our cousin Ralph's wife.
Yes.
Okay. You know, she got the sleeve.
Yes.
The gastric sleeve. She looks amazing. So Jose, we get to my aunt's house.
She looks amazing, but she looks different. Like, she's lost a lot of weight.
She's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So we get into my aunt's house, and Jose comes up to her and says, "Hi, nice to meet you." And we all look at him like, you know who this is. And then she goes along with it. And she says, "Oh, I'm Ralph's new girlfriend." And he literally turns around to Ralph and says, "What happened to your wife?" And he's like, "What?" And he's like, "That is my wife." And no, he goes, "Oh, JJ, my God."
Let's just say, JJ Jimenez was on another level.
No, no.
No,
Jose
but
Jimenez.
My favorite, too, was he was playing dominoes. And Chris comes up to him to say hi. And then, so Chris puts, like, his hand, like, a little, I don't know how to describe this on audio, but, like, he puts his hand, like, on Jose's, like, neck and does, like, a kiss sound. Like,
do
he
it.
Kissed him, but he didn't really kiss him, but he goes, like that. And he does it to him on the neck, okay, like, just playing around. And Jose goes, like that, like, to give him the cheek to actually give him a kiss to say hi, like how the girls do. And, oh, my God, we were cracking up. Jose was on another level.
No, Jose on Saturday was, I mean, on another level. Jose Jimenez. I can't.
No, but them watching the fight, too, was hilarious with all the kids running around.
That was so funny. Oh, my God. I know, and then it kept freezing.
No.
Insane. But we had so much fun, and honestly, like, I that's what I miss the most, because, like, growing up, like, that's what we used to do.
Yeah.
Go to anybody's house and then everybody would come. Like, it didn't just have to be, like, that side of the family. It was, like, for example, in this case, if I would have brought Jose's parents.
Right.
You know, like, that's how I grew up. It was everybody's parents and sisters and cousins. And it was always, like, madness, but in the best way possible. You know?
Exactly. So I just think family reunions, like, should be a thing. Like, I think we should do this, like, monthly.
I know. Well, when we come back from the trip, because right now it's like crunch time with the trip.
It's crunch time for the trip.
I don't know why I feel so stressed out about this trip.
We have 2 weeks. I still need a luggage. I still need a shop.
Yes, that's why I feel stressed. I feel like I'm not prepared. I mean, I feel like prepared, but then, like, not really.
For me, it's like the most stressful thing is Finny, because I'm like, so I visited a couple, like, dog facilities, mm-hmm. like, to take care of Finny while we're away. And it's just a no-go. It's a no-go for me. It's a hard no. It's going to be a hard pass. Like, full stop, no. Mm. Because a lot of these facilities, like, they put them in cages or even in these, like, plexiglass kind of looking room
That's
doors.
Weird.
But
I'm surprised it's Palm Beach, like, county.
I know. I thought I was expecting a lot more.
Glamour.
The thing with Finny is, like, if you
like
know.
Like a Four Seasons for the pups.
Yeah. I mean, there's another place that I wanted to check to. But the thing is that, like, I don't know. The thing is that if you know Finny, he is, like, the closest thing that a dog can get to, like, an actual human baby.
Yeah.
And, like, he thrives off of human connection. He's not, like, he's not an aggressive dog towards, like, other dogs, I would say. He just doesn't want to play with them. He wants to be with his human. He wants to cuddle. He doesn't know how to sleep alone. Like, he's a baby. And
he
I don't know. I don't
he's
know what we're gonna
son.
Do. He is Chris's dog son, literally. I need to give this man a baby, like a human baby, because honestly, Finn is like his child.
Although
it's his child.
I don't think Chris, when you have your baby, I don't think Chris will make Finny second. I think he would treat him like a sibling, and he
oh,
would be
no.
like equal,
100%.
Because you know, it's very normal. And often it's very common that dog parents, once they have a real baby,
yeah.
it gets pushed to the
side.
The
dog gets pushed to the side.
But I feel like Christopher's going to think that that's the sibling. So, like, they will be treated equal.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Which
I mean,
good for
he
Finn.
Tells them all the time, too.
But good for Finn. Because
yeah.
a lot of dogs, unfortunately, they get pushed to the side.
Yeah. But not Finn.
But not Huckleberry Finn.
But not Huckleberry Finn. Huckleberry Finn lives the best life. Like, honestly, my next life, I want to come back as Huckleberry Finn.
So do I. Where do I sign up for that?
Like, I need to be Finn in my next life.
He literally has the best life.
I know. He really does.
My
so
God.
That's the only stressful thing, because I'm going to leave him for so long. And I'm just like, I've never left him. So I have no idea how it's going to go.
It's going to be sad, because it's just, you know, nobody
but
likes to leave
their
dog.
You think he'll forget about us?
No, I don't think so. I think he'll be sad. That's why, like, I told you, like, you have to make sure that you pack any possible food thing that he might like.
Yeah. No, because so my friend is going to take care of him. I'm not going to put him in a facility. I'm going to have my friend from the barn take care of him. And I'm just going to give her, like, money for, like, rotisserie chicken and stuff from Publix.
Because I know great
that
idea.
He would like that. Because he likes human food. That's the thing, too. He's, like,
well,
he's
he had so pig brain.
Yeah, no, Chris and gives him Joanna. Everything. That's so why, funny. And I also told her, I'm like, don't even worry because this dog, like, Chris has given this dog, like, cake. Like, this dog has eaten so much, like, don't worry about him. Like, oh my God, he ate something from the ground, he's gonna have diarrhea. No, this dog's stomach is like a rock because Chris has given him everything.
No, pizza, he has everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Cookies.
Everything.
Everything. Cake. Everything. Whiskey. Everything.
Yeah, he really has had whiskey. He really is a dog son.
He really is Chris's dog son.
I know. There's still so many missing. I haven't gotten Christian his gift yet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Me either. I don't even know what to get him.
I don't even know what to get them.
Well, I already took care of Maddie.
Yeah, but it's a couple's gift.
Oh, I'm getting the individual gifts.
Really?
Yeah. But don't spoil it. Because Maddie does listen to the show.
Oh, that's right. Maddie, we're not going to talk about your gift.
Yeah. But Christian.
But I do want to get them something like together.
Yeah, you can actually. You can do it together. You don't have to do separate. I just chose separate, but you can do together.
Yeah. I have to figure that out. And we have 2 weeks.
I know. I don't know. I just don't know what to get Christian.
Yeah. Well, we can't talk about it on the show because they listen.
I don't think Christian listens to the show.
No, but Madison.
But Madison does. So we can't talk about it.
Anyways, we will, after the fact, tell you what we finally decided on the gifts. But,
yeah
2 weeks and counting. Two weeks and counting.
We still don't have a sec, you know, those 3 days. We still have not decided where we're going.
Yeah, we'll probably just stay in Tuscany. Or I'll just fly my ass back to Miami.
No. You can't. You can't leave me. You can't leave me with Betsy.
But I have to. Oh, no. Leave. I can leave.
No, Betsy. Don't leave me with Betsy.
So Betsy's our father. Betsy is our father. Which we call Betsy. Okay?
Wait, but say why you call him Betsy.
Okay, I'll say the freaking story.
There's a story. So
we went to Universal Studios.
I was not there, by the way. I just inherited the name, too. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we went to Universal Studios in Orlando, the theme park. And, of course, my father surrounds every single vacation. Or actually, he just revolves his day around, like, his meal times. So he was in the theme park. And, of course, he wants to go back to the hotel. Why? Because it's meal time. It's time to feed him. So he gets on the boat and he goes back to the hotel. And me, Christian, and Madison were like, okay, fine. We'll meet you there. So on the way back to the hotel, I'm calling Dad. And I'm like, Dad, we're on the way back. Like, where are you guys? And he's like, yo estoy en el restaurante Betsy. So he said, I'm in the restaurant Betsy. And I was like, okay. So we get there with the little boat and I'm like trying to find Betsy, the restaurant. And I'm asking like everybody, like anybody. I'm like, can anybody tell me where Betsy is? Because I could not find it. And like, I keep on calling him. And then he's like, estoy en Betsy. Ya te dije. And I'm like, okay. So literally, I was asking like people that work there and everything. Everybody's like, there's no restaurant here called the Betsy. So like I called him for like the fifth time and I go, Dad, there's no restaurant in Betsy. Like, I don't know where you are. Are you even in Orlando at this point? Like, I don't know where you are. But, you know, at this point we were also hungry. So I needed to find him. And he goes, ay, Mimi, no se llama Betsy. Se llama Biche. So from that day on, we just called Dad Betsy because it's really fitting for him because freaking he wanted to eat so bad. And then he kept on telling us that he was in this restaurant called Betsy and it was really Biche.
My God, Dad.
Stories of Betsy.
Although Betsy is so overwhelming, he is really funny. Like, they're so... When we went to Venice a few years ago, remember?
Yes.
His energy is so intense. And I'm a person, and I've met other people like this, that I absorb energy. I just do.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel the vibe. And so sometimes it's like overwhelming for me. His energy that now everybody makes fun of me because I just literally went like this. I put my hands across my chest and I was like, the energy.
It's just like too much. Are you excited for round two with Betsy in Europe?
I'm not. I'm not. Because he's intense.
No, he is a beautiful man. He's a wonderful father.
He's a great dad.
He's a great, great person. But, you know, he wants what he wants and when he wants it.
And he's a drama queen. He's such a drama queen.
He's telenovela.
He is telenovela.
But we love him.
But we have no choice but to love him. No, it was so funny because he was talking to Jenny, Giovanni's wife, about that he doesn't want him to take care of his grandkids. And I was like, so when I have kids, like, you don't want to take care of them? He's like, no. So then Jenny goes, so you don't like little kids? And he's like, no, I like little kids. She goes, so you just only like your kids, but you don't like other people's little kids. Like, it was so funny. And my dad's just like, no, I want to see them and then return them back to you, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, you say that now because you don't have any, but wait till you have grandchildren.
I know. Even the other,
you're going to love them.
I think it was during Christmas when I went to Christian and Madison's house for the Christmas breakfast, mm-hmm. and I left Finney at their house. Like, he was obsessed with Finn.
I know,
Finn.
He
like,
was
mom,
on dad.
Mom was sending me photos, and Finn was just, like, on his hairy chest. Like, yeah. Just, like,
but that's why movies. I know that that's not true for dad. Like, I just know that.
I mean, time will tell.
I just know it.
Yeah.
Then he's going to call and say, tráemelo pa' acá. Déjamelo conmigo.
Yeah.
I just know him. Betsy's a softie.
He is.
He's always been a softie.
He is.
And more so with the girls. Yeah. With us.
He's great. It's going to be fun with him, though. Stay tuned for all the stories.
Stay tuned for all the stories.
There will be a lot.
For the Italian vacation wedding extravaganza.
It's going to be great. I'm excited for it. I just got a lot to do. So this episode is the one before the last, before we hit up Italy?
Let me see.
Hold on, I think so, honey.
Don't tell me that. That's crazy.
Oh, no. We have two more episodes until we leave to Italy.
1 second. It's the 20. Oh, my God. We're April 24th.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
We have two more episodes before we leave to Italy.
So two more episodes. So hopefully the next episode will have advanced in our travel plans.
Steph, where are we going to stay those 3 days?
We'll figure it out.
Guys, we need recommendations. Should we stay in Tuscany in a villa?
I think that's what we should do.
Or should we just really try to make Positano? I just don't think Positano is going
to
happen.
No, I don't want to do Positano. It's like too... I mean, I want to,
can
but
we
it's
go
just...
back, though? Maybe we should just go us.
Oh, I don't know.
It would be a while because my next vacation, I want to go back to Hawaii.
No, my next vacation, I want it to be my honeymoon. Like, I need to get
right,
that
but you're going
rolling.
On a cruise, no?
I don't know.
But, like, for I'm saying, like, the next vacation, like, family vacay.
Yeah, will probably be in the holidays.
Oh, well, I want to go back to Hawaii. I miss Hawaii.
Melakaliki Maka.
Yeah, for Christmas.
Okay.
I'm down.
Well, maybe not this year. Maybe the
not this year, but next year. But I want to spend, I love to just go to the Hilton Hawaiian Village because that's like old school for us.
Right.
And then I just want to go to Maui. And just
yeah,
stay in Maui for a little
bit. I like Hawaii. I think Hawaii is really nice. I just liked Maui. Like, the Hilton Hawaiian Village was really nice, but, like, Honolulu, like, it just felt very city-like versus, like, Maui felt like Hawaii.
The thing is that, like, there's so many memories in that hotel from when we were kids with our grandparents and the cousins. Right. It would be nice if all the cousins went. Like, if we all did that same trip now as adults with everybody's kids.
Yeah.
It would be so nice.
Oh, my gosh. But we have to get through one trip, Mel.
I know.
You're already talking about another one?
Another trip. I know. I told the IM we were leaving. We were like, let's go back to Hawaii. She's like, yes. Well, on that Hawaii trip, Mom was pregnant with Christian.
Yeah.
She's crazy. Mom, if anybody's flown from Miami to Hawaii, it's like a 10-hour journey. This woman was like 6 or 7 months pregnant.
Yep.
With two girls, me and Steph. I was, how old was I? 5 or 6?
Yeah,
and
you were like 6, 3. I was 3 and Mom was pregnant.
And Mom was like 6 to 7 months pregnant. Then the IA's boys, Jonathan and Giovanni, that were the same age as us.
Yep.
Plus their parents, so our grandparents. I mean, it's a lot. I don't know how Mom did it. Like,
it's a lot, but I do feel like back in the day, people were just so more nonchalant than people are now.
I know.
Think like our generation,
like,
why do we stress? We stress over the littlest of things. And I think we make, like, we think way too much about everything versus, like, in the past, like, mom's like, oh, well, I'm 7 months pregnant. Let me go to Hawaii. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I said I would never do that.
But us, we would be like, no, it's bad for you. It's this, it's that. Like, we either we think too much or we know too much. But we just always put, like, a stop to a lot of things because we just, like, overthink everything.
Honestly, mom is goals because mom has always done everything, like, super nonchalant. She's like, aunt, let's go. Let's make this happen. Like, mom's just so – if it's me, I'm like, yeah. I can't. Not until this baby's born. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I just don't picture myself with, like
– But I feel like a lot of people in our generation would be like that.
Well, I just feel like pasa mucho trabajo. Like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like – And with a belly that big, because you know you and I, we're going to be massive.
Yeah, we are.
Like, it's not going to be, you know, the most comfortable experience.
Yeah, we're probably going to be.
Listen, we're here saying that. We might be, like, literally the most beautiful.
I mean, you never know. Here's you to never hoping. Know. Here's to hoping.
You think we'll get the glowing skin?
I hope so.
That would be nice.
I mean, we're definitely, guys, if you haven't noticed, in a baby fever season. We are starting to get the baby fever. I just need to get married.
Me too. And everybody was asking about the wedding, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I got to make either January, because February I could try, but I don't know, man. And I'm counting down, like, it's just getting really close.
Well, we're already in May, which is crazy, but I know. Like, the biggest thing is, like, the wedding dresses that you want always take 6 to 8 months to get here.
I know.
So that's really, like, because everything else I feel like is pretty easy to plan, you know? Well,
like, I want to wear mom's dress, but I do need somebody that knows what the heck they're doing to keep the bones and the integrity, excuse me, the integrity of the dress, but make it 2024.
Right. Oh my gosh, we're going to get married in an election year?
Ooh.
Oh, we're crazy. We did not think about this.
We didn't think that through.
Hopefully it's not a crazy year.
It's going to be a crazy year. Anyway, but I will say my after party dress, first of all, where has Sophia Richie been all my life? I have not followed that girl ever. And this girl's iconic. Her style, were following her wedding all weekend?
Yes, but it's very Chanel. I think Chanel has dressed everything of her.
Yes, but her actual wedding dress, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
I love that cut. Looks really good on me, the high neck.
And every girl is, like, slicking their hair back these days.
I'm thinking of doing that for Christian's wedding. I was talking to Maddie about it.
Oh, wow.
With my dress.
That would
be pretty. I don't know if slick back looks that good on me because my face is, like, kind of boxy.
No, short. I think it'll look great on you because you have, like, the structure. You have the high cheekbones.
I'm gonna have to use the new face a lot that day to really define. Yeah, cheeks.
But aren't we getting our hair and makeup done?
Yes, but I need to, like, do gua sha and, like, the new face, the machine, to really...
You have the machine?
I do.
Oh, my God. Can I borrow it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you order the Shark hair dryer?
No, not yet.
The sale ends today.
Really?
If you don't do it today, you're not going to get the 20%.
Okay. Should I, like, also put a company expense for, like, the new face?
I mean, if you want.
I'm like, what else can we charge up on that card as a company expense?
I hope our accountant is,
I mean,
not
does like lip
this.
Filler, you know, like,
oh my god,
like, should we do Botox as a company expense?
Oh my god.
But yeah, so talk to me about the new face.
So the new face is pretty fabulous because I don't know why my gate is ringing and I'm not expecting any orders because I did already order Instacart, but that was a really long time ago, so I don't know who's at the gate
it's probably your mother-in-law because her baby's sick.
Is it? But I think she's at work. Let me just text him. Are you expecting anybody? I don't know why. And I always get so freaked out when stuff like that happens.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm just like, who knows my code?
I know. That's very true.
It's weird. I'm not expecting anybody. Anyways.
Well, everything's going to be okay.
Oh, it could be Amazon.
Yep.
Jose's so funny. He's like, what? Do you stop buying stuff. I was like, Jose, listen to me. It's for the trip.
Oh, my gosh. I need to get my trip stuff going, though.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
The Shark and the new face.
Yes. So the new face is pretty fabulous. I will tell you, do have to use their cream. Otherwise, the electric shocks,
ooh,
like, you feel them.
Oh.
And I wouldn't put the cream all over your face at once. Like, do them in sections. So if you're going to do this cheek, just put the cream here, do it, okay, and then, like, in sections. But it's, like, night and day. It's pretty impressive.
Really?
And if you do a gua sha before and then you do, oh, wow. I mean, you are chiseled.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to your room and do it.
Yes. Do that. Take
a little stories. And show the before and after.
So I'm thinking of doing my hair that way. Let's see.
When should the dress... we document the trip on Millennium and Talk IG story?
Yeah. That'd and then we'll fun. Have full-on vlogs on the Patreon.
Okay.
Patreon.com/MWTalk.
Sounds like a freaking plan. I'm so excited.
Amazing. Okay. Anything else you want to add to the peeps?
No. I just want to say that time is flying by. And, you know, yesterday when I woke up, so I woke up at 8. I was still sleepy, so I went back to sleep and then woke up at 11. And then all of a sudden, it was 5 p.m. And I was like, wow, this day has been flying by. But then I really realized time is flying by. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say, enjoy yourselves. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your time. Be present. That's something that I'm practicing. Before we know it, we're in Italy.
And then we're back.
And then we're back.
It's kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. So I just want to share those little thoughts with you because that's what I was having. I was talking with myself this morning on my long ass trek from Palm Beach County to Miami. And I was just like, man, time goes by and like, just be present. And I want to enjoy so much more. And I just, what's my motto? Want to have fun.
I just want to have fun.
I just want to have fun.
You want to keep everything upbeat.
Keeping everything upbeat, sister.
Anyways, thanks so much for listening to today's episode.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed it. I think when we're back from the trip is when we're going to start recording some interviews.
Yes.
But we're still going to keep it, Steph and I. It's going to be fun this way. We're enjoying it this way.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun this way. Just me and my tater tots.
Just me and the tater stats.
Just me and taters.
I love it. Bye. Anyway, have an amazing week. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.